You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is John chapter 15 and verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. The key to fruitfulness in the kingdom of God is abiding in Christ. It is not by running around. A tree becomes fruitful when it is planted and remains planted and begins to develop root on that one spot, and eventually it begins to produce fruit. I pray that we will truly understand this truth, that the key to producing fruit in the kingdom of God is by abiding in Jesus and Jesus abiding in you. That is fellowship. That is relationship. That is obedience. How do you abide in him? By living according to the teachings of Christ. By ensuring that your life conforms to the teachings of Christ, you don't have to worry about fruitfulness. It will be there. Won't just bear fruit. You are going to bear much fruit. We are not fruitful because we are not abiding. It is not because somebody didn't help you. It is because you are not abiding in Christ. It's so easy to blame other people for our shortcomings. But the reality is that if you truly abide in Christ, you are going to bear much fruit. That is the key to much fruitfulness in our lives. It is by growing our relationship deeper in Christ. Guess what? The target of Satan is to ensure that you do not abide in Christ, because he knows that that is where your strength is. Even your prayer life is dependent upon abiding. Because when you read verse 7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So again, you see that even for your prayer life, the key to it is abiding in Christ. But what we do today is that we do every other thing apart from abiding in Christ. The church focuses on so many things apart from abiding in Christ. That means that we have been deceived. Because without abiding in Christ, we can never be fruitful. And just in case we may not think it is much that serious, then Jesus now added, for without me, you can do nothing. Anything you do outside of Jesus is nothing. On the day of judgment, everything that is being done that is outside of Jesus will be consumed with fire. Today we are celebrating nothing. All the big things you are celebrating that was not done by Christ or through him, it is nothing. He said, for without me, you can do nothing. I pray that you will see your hopelessness. You will see your need for help. You will see your need for Jesus. That without Jesus, we can do nothing. Just look at it this way. Without oxygen, you cannot be alive. So what do you think you spend most of your life doing? Do you know it is breathing? You are not spending most of your life eating or drinking or playing. What we do the most as human beings is breathing. You are breathing every moment. It's so crucial that 5-10 minutes without this oxygen, you are nothing. You are basically dead. In fact, your brain can be permanently damaged. That is how much we need Jesus. I hope you will really see the need for Jesus such that your heart will rise up and there will be a cry in your heart saying, Lord Jesus, I just need you. I cannot do anything without you. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.